ACB Radio Interactive is ACB Radio's latest channel. It was only launched in September 2000, and when it's on, it's always live. Shortly, ACB Radio Interactive will have passed an important milestone of providing over 100 hours a week of live internet radio. Already, ACB Radio Interactive is on the air for more than half the week with blind broadcasters from across the globe. ACB Radio Interactive is trying a new promotional idea. It's an ACB Radio Interactive Broadcasters web ring. It was officially launched late last week in time for the most recent weekend's broadcasting. In charge of that ring, the ringmaster, if you will, is Jeff Harris, who hosts the Jeff's Jamboree show on ACB Radio Interactive, and he joins me now. Jeff, before we speak about the ACB Radio Interactive web ring in particular, can we talk about web rings in general for those who aren't familiar with them? What's a web ring?
It's a technology, a server that will group websites into a ring, if you will, into a collection of topic-oriented sites, and the technology allows you to move from one site to the next by clicking a certain button in the panel that is presented, so that you can move forward and backward. You can view a list of the sites, and you can skip forward and backward, and depending on what's all implemented. But it's basically a technology that allows sites with a given topic to be collected into a group that is easy to navigate from one to the next.
And I guess the incentive then is that people who go to a particular site are likely to want to go to the other sites in the ring, and so there is reciprocal benefit for everybody involved to be listed on this ring.
Yeah, again, usually they have some sort of topic, although that can be loosely defined, such as sites that all happen to be residing at a certain server or something. Those tend not to be so specifically topic-oriented, but as in our case, the sites are topical by the fact that they are all the ACB radio broadcasters. But you can have topics on pets or on cats or on gardening or on, you know, any topic you can name. There's literally thousands of various web rings, and there are, in fact, are more than one company that provides this technology as well. So, you know, it does make it easy if you're interested, for instance, in recipes. It makes it easy if a site belongs to a web ring to search from one site to the next, knowing that the next site you go to is also likely to have something on the topic of interest.
Is there any one technology that you've found is better than the other in terms of the different companies that are out there hosting these web rings?
Well, I happen to choose to go with one called RingSurf, and because it's, for us in the blind community, it's more speech-friendly, and I believe that it also perhaps provides a little more accessibility for the general public, for that matter, because it does not use any Java or JavaScript to implement its technology, whereas the bigger company, the one that has kind of gotten the name webring.org, which has recently been taken over by Yahoo, they, once Yahoo took over, they have implemented a Java navigation bar that will prevent some people who don't have Java-enabled browsers to surf the ring. So I went with one that does not use that technology. It makes it perhaps just a little harder for the administrators, but it's easier for everybody else to navigate. It's guaranteed to pretty much work for any browser.
So if a blind person wanted to set up one of these web rings, I suppose the first step would be just to make sure they're not duplicating someone else's efforts, wouldn't it? Because if you've got a fragmented web ring, maybe two or three on the same topic, I suppose it defeats the purpose a little bit.
Well, that topic happens to be covered, at least in some of the information files, the FAQs and so forth. They don't discourage you from doing that, But you're right, it does make it a little more difficult to decide what ring to surf if you're looking at the main index of all the rings. And otherwise it makes it necessary for you to join multiple rings, which is also possible, by the way. In our case, of course, we are specific, and I don't think we're going to be encouraging any other rings, but, you know, if you had a topic of gardening, I'm sure there are probably a number of topics and subtopics in that realm, so you could end up wanting to join multiple rings, and you could end up spending a lot of time surfing.
So if you're a web master or mistress, web mistress seems like a funny term, but anyway, if you run a website and you want to be on one of these rings, how do you go about doing it generally?
Generally, there, in almost any ring I've ever seen, there is a link in the ring navigation code, the bar, that, or whatever it looks like. There is a ring that, a link that points you to an information page on that ring, and usually that information page will tell you either how to sign up or will have the form to submit to sign up. Of course, in our ring, and some rings are like this, of course, they are by invitation only, and so in our case, we only allow broadcasters to join this ring, so I don't have a form on our page to do that, but if it, you know, in general, if you were wanting to join a ring, check out, click on the ring main page and it will tell you, a lot of times it even says, join this ring, and you click on that link and you go there and get the information, and they'll list the requirements that you have to belong, you know, or have a page that's on the topic and that sort of thing, and so it's a really a matter of filling out a form at that point. And the first step is that you fill out the form and submit it, and you get added to what's called a ring queue. In other words, you're not actually in the ring yet. You are queued, and an announcement goes to the ring master letting that person know that you are applying to join the ring, and they send you the code that you need to put on your web page for the ring, and then you do that and let the ringmaster know that it's done, or the ringmaster will automatically come review the page later on, because he's, like I say, he or she has gotten notified. And once that you meet the requirements and then the code is there, then the ringmaster will add you to the ring, and that is all there is to it. It's really, from your point of view, filling out a form, applying, receiving the code and putting it on your page, and that's all there is to it.
So let's talk about the ACB Radio Interactive Web Ring. What's that all about?
Well, it's one more way that we're hoping to become more visible in the online community, and not necessarily just the blind community. We're hoping to encourage all people interested in listening to live broadcasting, letting them know about our sites, and it's also a way for those listeners who do listen to perhaps get to know a little more about the person behind the microphone. You listen to a radio station anywhere, and oftentimes if you tend to become a regular listener, you kind of feel like you're getting to know this person, and sometimes you'd like to know a little more about them. So it's a way for the broadcasters to share a little about themselves and to give their show times, the type of music they play, and so forth.
And it's quite an effort putting a website together for some people who don't do it on a regular basis. Are the websites starting to come on stream now?
Yes, I think as of this recording, we have, I believe, 7 sites in the ring, and there are three more of the broadcasters actively working on sites trying to get them ready to go.
In terms of evolving of the web ring, where do you think it's going to head? Will there come a time, do you think, when just about all of the ACB Radio Interactive staff will have a web page that's part of this ring?
I'm hoping that all the broadcasters will participate. It's obviously not a mandatory thing, and as you mentioned just a minute ago, it is a bit of a challenge for anyone who has not done a web page. It's a bit of a challenge to contemplate putting together something like that, but there are ways, and many of us on the staff that are familiar with this are willing to help. So we're setting a goal to try to get everybody involved eventually. But it is a time commitment, and what we cannot do for them is develop the content. So it requires the broadcasters to sit down and take a few minutes to write up a little bit about themselves, and again, like I said before, about the music and what they want to say on their page. Then, of course, some of the rest of us can help them get the page ready to go on the ring.
So if somebody wants to have a look at the ACB Radio Interactive WebRing, what's the best way to get to it?
I would say the best way is just to go to the ACB Radio page and click on the interactive link, and there will be a link to the main page from there. And one of the things on the main page, there's a couple ways to do it. You can list all of the sites in the ring, or you can click on a button that says pick a random site and take me there. And then, of course, once you're viewing one of the pages in the ring, as I mentioned earlier, then it's easy to just click on the next button, and it'll take you to the next site in the ring. And it's literally a ring. It'll circle back around to the beginning again once you start navigating through from site to site.
And I know that there are a few people who are doing things like offering their most recent show on demand and doing all kinds of interesting things. And I think, you know, because radio is such a creative medium, and so there are so many creative people on ACB Radio Interactive, there are probably going to be some pretty interesting developments on that web ring as it really starts to get going.
Well, I think so, and I hope so. And yes, you are correct. I know there are some of the broadcasters do offer either their last show on demand or maybe even last several shows for that matter, especially some of the shows that have received a lot of popularity. People want to hear them and maybe can't listen at that time, or they miss one. And so yes, some of them are doing that. Some of them are being a little more creative by putting up samples of what they do. And like I say, the sky is the limit, really. Once they have a web page, they can do quite a bit in terms of additional content besides what you would hear on the air.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the program and introducing the WebRing, and so that's just going to acbradio.org, choosing the interactive link, and there's a link to the WebRing from there, and let's hope it continues to grow and prosper in the coming weeks.
Thank you, Jonathan.
That's Jeff Harris, the ringmaster for the ACB Radio Interactive Broadcasters WebRing that's up and running right now. Just before we leave the subject of web rings, I've been in contact with Betsy Walker. Betsy, of course, runs the famous www.viguide.com website, but in recent times she's also taken over the running of the Blind Ring. I think this is the most famous web ring in the blind community. It's about 4 years old now, and at the most recent count it has 261 participating sites in the Blind Ring. Now, due to the Yahoo accessibility issues that Jeff mentioned in that interview, and also because Betsy says they've observed some declining functionality in the features that Yahoo are now offering with the WebRing service, the Blind Ring is being discontinued and, in fact, will stop being functional in April of 2001, so that's only a couple of months away. It's being replaced with a new blind and visually impaired ring that's being hosted on RingSurf. Betsy urges everyone who has a website that's connected to the Blind Ring to switch to this new blind and visually impaired ring by April 2001. So if you have a site on the old one, here's what you do. You can check out the new blind and visually impaired ring's homepage, which is being hosted on Betsy's site. The direct link to it is www.viguide.com/blindandvi.htm. And the and in that is the word AND. So that's www.viguide.com/blindandvi.htm.